This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to start by looping back to last Friday and the December unemployment report. It was pretty good, if you'll recall. A 250,000 new jobs in this economy to end the year. The only blemish, really, was a drop in hourly wages. That's been the case throughout this recovery, paychecks basically being stuck for years and years. The headline news of this Tuesday for us doesn't really change that writ large, but it does offer some small glimmer of hope. Aetna, the giant health insurance company, is going to raise its minimum wage and increase health care benefits for some of its low-income workers. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going with that story.
Employers usually don't decide to raise wages because the wage fairy visited them in their sleep and they happened to wake up in a good mood.
Aetna's U.S. minimum hourly base wage will be increased to $16 an hour.
That spokesperson Cynthia Michener. Usually employers raise wages because they have to, because there's a shortage of employees. That's not exactly Aetna's reason.
No, as the healthcare industry moves to a consumer industry, Aetna is investing in the employees who interact with our customers every day.
This is a strategy to reduce turnover, improve morale, and upgrade customer service in a healthcare industry that's changing rapidly.
Those service jobs have a very high turnover rate, and we are making an investment to reduce that.
So it's not necessarily a sign that low-wage workers everywhere else are going to get a raise. But when we do start to see more frequent across-the-board wage increases, it'll look a little bit like what Aetna's doing, says Princeton economist Orly Ashenfelter.
Across-the-board wage increases are more likely to happen in standardized job positions.
Like Aetna's call center jobs or other low-wage jobs where everyone is doing the same thing. In a corporate environment, you can get away with paying the new guy more because people won't know about it.
It's difficult to pay crew members in a McDonald's vastly different wage rates because they all know that the other person is doing the same thing.
We aren't seeing wage increases yet, though. Gary Bertless is with the Brookings Institution.
Nationwide, it does not appear that people in the bottom half of the wage distribution are seeing faster gains than anyone else.
And when you factor in inflation, wage increases have been a zero for the past 4 years. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.